reading from John chapter 15, from verse 1 through to verse 8. Jesus is speaking and he says, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it'll be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burnt. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. I'd also like to read from Isaiah chapter 5, verse 1 through to verse 4. I will sing for the one I love a song about his vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted it with the choicest vines. He built a watchtower in it and cut out a wine press as well. Then he looked for a crop of good grapes, but it yielded only bad fruit. Now, you dwellers in Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done for it? When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad? Thanks be to God for his word. I don't have much experience with vineyards. I've never had one, but I have had a vine in my garden. I had a granadilla vine in my garden in the backyard. And I have to admit that this granadilla vine was beautiful. It grew across a fence and it bore so many granadillas. It was incredible. But the one day I came out and I noticed that half the vine, the right-hand side of the vine, wasn't looking so good. The fruit didn't grow very big. It stayed small. Then it started shriveling up. And I noticed that all the leaves were going brown. And so eventually that half of the granadilla vine died. I had no clue why. It just died. I eventually figured out why. Let me tell you why. I also have a parrot. It's a Solomon eclectus. He's this bright green parrot. His name is Buddy. He is the naughtiest creature you could ever imagine. He sneaks into my pantry and eats everything he can. He will bite open every milk just to make a mess. He is incredibly naughty. Buddy lives without a cage, so he's a free bird. He walks around in my garden, climbs the trees. And what Buddy did is I discovered that he found this granadilla vine and proceeded to, on the one side, bite through every single branch until it was no longer connected to the vine. And that's why that half of the vine started to die. Jesus speaks to the people about being the vine. He uses the word true vine. And the reason Jesus does this is because, as we see in Isaiah, Jesus knew that in the Old Testament, the people of God, the Jewish nation, were considered the vineyard of God. They were considered the vine of God. And Isaiah points out that this vine was not bearing good fruit. It was bearing sour grapes, if I could put it that way. And so Jesus, in John 15, uses these words to describe himself. He says, I am the true vine. I am the true vine. In other words, he has a purpose. You see, this vine that Jesus speaks about has a specific purpose that we see in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Jesus says this to his disciples just before he is killed. So this is part of his farewell speech. So it has to be a very important description of who he is. See, the purpose of the vine, and Jesus is the vine, the purpose of the vine is to bear fruit, but not just any fruit. This has to be fruit that will last. You know, there's nothing worse than buying fruit from a shop and then before you can eat it, it's off. It has to be fruit that will last. This has to be good fruit. It cannot be sour grapes. It has to be God's fruit. In other words, good fruit, pleasing fruit. It has to be fruit that is good for those who consume it. As Isaiah pointed out in that passage, the Israelites, who were the vineyard of God, were bearing bad fruit. They were producing sour grapes, as Isaiah describes it. But Jesus says that I am the true vine and I will bear good fruit and fruit that will last. Now the question is, what is this fruit? What is this fruit that Jesus is speaking about? The fruit that Jesus is speaking about is acts of love. John chapter 13, verse 34 to 35 speaks about the disciples. It's the passage where it says, I give you this new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. It's the passage where it says that by your love for each other, others will know that you are my disciples. The fruit of Jesus, the way that people know who Jesus is by the acts of love. Later on in that passage in John 15, Jesus describes the self-sacrificial love, this love that a friend lays down his life for the sake of another. You see, the fruit of the true vine, the fruit of the true vine is acts of love. To bear fruit, this is what it says in the interpreter's commentary, to bear fruit, that is, to do works of love, is the tangible sign of discipleship. So the purpose of this true vine, which is Jesus, is to do acts of love in this world. The good news is that as Jesus discusses this idea that he is the true vine, he gives an invitation to his disciples. He gives an invitation to them to be part of something bigger than themselves. And that invitation extends to us because we are his disciples. Now, this message of Jesus was not to anybody. This message was specifically to those following him. And Jesus gives this invitation to them where he says, I would like you to be part of something bigger than yourself. Just listen to that invitation from Jesus to you. You are invited by Jesus to be part of something bigger than yourself. There is nothing better than being part of something bigger than ourselves, than being part of a community, than belonging. Every human being, every one of us has this deep desire to belong, to have a place that we can call our own. And Jesus' invitation about who he is as the true vine is this invitation that we can be one with him. There's this invitation to community, togetherness, oneness. Jesus, in this passage, shows how we are part of a community, this interwoven organism that is living called the true vine that bears fruit and has a purpose and is beneficial to everyone. That is the community that Jesus invites us into. Just think about it for a minute. Jesus is saying to the disciples and to you and to me, he's saying that I am the true vine and you can belong to this vine. You can be part of what I'm doing. You can be part of this community that I'm already part of. The community that Jesus is part of is he's part of this community of the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He's part of this community with God where he is one with God and God is one with him. God the Father is one with him. And Jesus says, you can be part of this community. You see, the Father in this passage is the gardener. Now, we all know what a gardener does. The gardener does all the work. The gardener makes the decision. The gardener decides, this is where I will plant my vine. The gardener trains the vine and provides it with something to grow up onto. The gardener provides the nutrients, the water, removes the pests, protects the vine, prunes the vine. The gardener, which Jesus describes as the Father, is the one that provides for the vine and decides what happens with the vine. The vine, which Jesus describes as himself, he says, I am the true vine. The vine is what connects all the branches together. The vine connects the branches with the gardener as well. The vine is the one that goes between the gardener and the branches. It's part of the vine that gives life to the branches, transports everything that the gardener provides to its branches. The vine holds everything together and is at the center of this community, this living organism. But the third part of the story is the branches. Jesus says that I am the vine, the Father is the gardener, and then he says, you are the branches. You are the branches. Now, branches are diverse. They have different shapes, different sizes, different strengths, different purposes. They grow in different directions. But the branches do one thing very specific, and that is the branches bear the fruit of the vine. The branches hold the fruit of the vine. So when Jesus says to us that you are the branches, what Jesus is saying is that as the branches, you are the visible expression of the vine. You are the visible expression of the acts of love in this world that I provide as the true vine. Jesus points out that after his death, resurrection, and ascension, it is his followers, you and me, that need to be the visible expression of his presence in this world. We are the branches that bear the fruit. His followers are the ones that have to provide the fruit, and it has to be good, everlasting fruit for this world. There's a quote that says, the vine dresser is never closer to the vine, taking more thought over its long-term health and productivity than when he has the knife in his hand. See, the gardener is the one who is intimately involved in the work of the vine. And so we're invited to be part of something bigger than ourselves. We're invited to be part of this living organism called the true vine, which is Jesus. But that means that we're also not only part of the community with God, Father, Holy Spirit, Son, but we're also part of a community with each other. As we are one with Jesus and Jesus is one with the Father, so we are one with each other. Imagine how sad a vine would be if it only had one branch that could bear fruit. Yet sometimes in following Jesus, we are so concerned about ourselves that we try and ensure that we avoid the other branches of the vine. We become so self-obsessed that we think maybe I'm the only branch that matters. That is not what happens when we're part of this living organism called the vine of God. We are but a small part of a much bigger living organism. And that is the life of Jesus. So if we are branches, that means we have a part to play. So what is our part? Jesus gives us a very clear instruction. He gives us one job to do. Now, you'd imagine that job is to bear fruit, but that's not what Jesus says. He doesn't say you have to bear fruit. He says you will bear fruit. He says the branches will bear fruit because the Father is the gardener and I am the vine. But he says to us, there's one thing that you have to do. So simple. One word. Remain. Just that. He says, just remain in me. He says, stay connected to the vine. Stay connected to me. Even when you no longer see me as you see me now, stay connected to me, remain in me, and you will be the branches that bear fruit. Jesus points out that you cannot bear fruit. We cannot bear fruit if we're not connected to the vine. The same way that my granadilla vine stopped bearing fruit where Buddy had cut off all of its branches. A branch that is not connected to the vine, no matter how hard it tries, it will never bear fruit. The passage in John speaks about you will be cut off and wither and die. I've seen it in my own life. I don't know if you've seen it in your life. I've seen it in my life. I've seen it in the life of people I'm connected with. But when I'm not connected to Jesus, doing works of love, acts of service, especially sacrificial works of love, burns me out. I become very tired when I try very hard to do works of love and acts of service when I'm not connected to Jesus. I become bitter and angry and frustrated. You see, to remain is to receive the love that Jesus offers. Jesus receives everything from the Father and he pours it out into us as the branches, and then we're able to produce fruit. We can only pour out the love that we receive. We cannot pour out love that we do not have. We cannot pour out the love of God. We cannot be a visible expression of an invisible God in this world when we're not connected to the love of God through Jesus Christ. A dead branch will never produce good fruit. In the same way, if we do not remain, if we are not connected to the source of love, we cannot produce love without withering up and dying ourselves. This love that Jesus speaks about, sometimes our language, our English language, it doesn't do it justice. But listen to how Dallas Willard describes it. He says, "We must understand that God does not love us without liking us through gritted teeth, as Christian love is sometimes thought to do. Rather, out of the eternal freshness of his perpetually self-renewed being, the Heavenly Father cherishes the earth and each human being upon it. The fondness, the endearment, the unstingingly affectionate regard of God towards all his creatures is the natural overflow of what he is to the core, which we vainly try to capture with our tired but indispensable old word, love." This love of Jesus, where he says, "I will lay down my life for you," that love is essential to giving love. When we receive love from the God who is love, we will bear fruit without even realizing it, because the gardener will ensure that we bear the fruit. Jesus shares, and I'd like to end with this. Jesus shares in that passage two things that happen when we are the branches that remain connected to him and we bear fruit. He says that we will have our prayers answered. He also shares that we will share in his joy. You see, when we're so connected to the vine, when we remain in Jesus, we will eventually be one with him as he is one with the Father. When we are one with him, we will know his will and we will desire his will. And our prayers will reflect his will be done, and so they will be answered. Likewise, we will share in his joy when we discover our purpose, when we bear fruit, when we stay connected to the vine. No storm, no hardship, no difficulty will rob us of the love, the life, and the purpose that we receive. And the joy of Jesus will not be tied to our experiences, but it comes from his sustenance. When we are true branches in the vine, who is Jesus, we will experience a joy that cannot be stopped. we will have found our purpose. And so may we do that simple yet profound word, may we remain in him. May we stay connected to him so that we can be a visible expression of the love of God and bear fruit that will last. Let us pray. So, loving Father, we thank you for this invitation to be one with you. Thank you for the challenge to bear your fruit. Thank you that you provide us with all that we need and that you offer us all that you are. May we remain connected to you as you remain connected to us. May we become your hands and your feet, your purpose in this world. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, amen. And so may the divine gardener keep you, hold you, tend you. May he pour his love into you, and may he grant you peace and give you joy as we go in his name and bear fruit that will last. Amen.